Editor's note: this article has been updated to include direct comments from the local New Blue Party candidate. John Spina believes in a holistic and balanced approach to governing, and hopes to be a force for bringing that into practice. To that end, the former utilities industry executive has once again thrown his hat into the provincial political arena, as a returning candidate with the New Blue Party. "It's time for a change in how we do politics in Ontario," said Spina on his profile page on the party's website. "Elected officials must be held accountable to the people they serve and uphold their duty to listen to and represent their constituents respectfully, transparently, and in a lawful manner." Regarding the Campbellville Quarry proposal, he expressed shock that, after so many years, the issue has still not been resolved. "If there is evidence that the proposed blasting and excavation method has the potential, or has indeed led to contamination of the water supply in other areas where the method has been used, then in my opinion it should be a hard stop," Spina told Milton Today. "The potential negative impact and hardship that reopening the Campbellville Quarry could have on the 20,000 to 25,000 Milton residents' drinking water cannot be ignored." Spina also pointed to a lack of affordable housing and shortcomings in education and healthcare as key election issues. "If elected, I would work toward immediate mitigation of the current population density intensification plan for Milton and the surround area, in order to allow the supply of resources, infrastructure to catch up to the demand." Regarding Ontario's current struggles, Spina sees many of the issues linked by from a mismatch between supply and demand. It's economics 101. Unfortunately, it appears that not many of today's politicians have studied economics. A volunteer with several local charities that support families in need, the New Blue Party flag bearer, who ran in last spring's Milton provincial by-election, finishing fourth, has become increasingly frustrated with what he called the government's fiscal irresponsibility, lack of integrity, and disregard for accountability. The family man and choir member at his church promises to create a strong voice for Milton residents at Queen's Park. According to his profile page, Spina feels Ontario is at a crossroads in history, and that change is needed to develop policies that benefit the majority of Ontarians without compromising the rights of the individual. "Ontarians deserve more than backroom political deals, unsustainable spending, and increasing debt levels that will lead to increased taxation, all while our standard of living declines."